Hello.
Oh, yes, Mary, this is Sean. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Doing good.
I don't ordinarily work weekends, but I was just finishing up on some things I didn't get a chance to yesterday, and I saw your missed call. So,
Okay.
Must be your day off today?
Yes. I was, like, looking at the quote that you have. So, with the home insurance, is there a way that you can lower down the cost with a 1,000 policy deductible instead? I mean, like, I know you explained to me why you have that code and stuff, but just in case that we pursue for, like, 1,000 deductible, but with the same price, or let's say with the same premium amount, but on a higher dwelling coverage.
Higher dwelling coverage?
Yes. I know you explained that to me also why you did that dwelling coverage, but it's either we have the same premium with a higher dwelling coverage or the same premium with 1,000 deductible.
Mm-hmm. So remember I shared with you the tax assessment, the division between the land value, the building value.
Yes.
And you that.
Yes, I do remember that. So I was just more of trying to see if I can have, even though with that explanation that I can have like a higher dwelling coverage, but with the same premium, or if you can still stretch it out that my deductible would be 1,000, but with the same premium payment.
Any change to your deductible is going to increase the cost. So you're able to alter the deductible, but it's going to achieve the opposite effect. We're going to charge more for a loan.
Okay. Okay. And like when you say charge more, how much more?
Remember, I still need to run it through my underwriter. But if we were able to give you the $1,000 deductible, which we just have to have a conversation with the underwriter about it, but we would charge you about $200 more per year.
Possible $200 more per year?
Correct. Anytime that
okay, and then the rest of the information are the same. Same description. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So at least we can have an idea whether we go with that. All right. And then, and so that's the final quote. Okay. And then the car premium.
Yep.
With the cover. Sorry. With the home insurance, I want to make sure that the sewer and drain backup are included, correct?
Absolutely. It's one of the most important parts.
Yes. Okay. All righty.
We would have to have you sign a form acknowledging that you're excluding it, but I never do because...
Okay. Yeah, no. Especially the year of the house.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And then with the car insurance, is that, is that the most of the premium that you can give me? Or is that the lowest of the premium that you can give me? Or you can give me like a little discounted price for it? I understand you had explained to me also like how we have the claims and like we have new driver. But
right.
Is there a way that you can make some adjustments still with the premium?
None of those would be favorable to you. I mean, we're putting you in a position so that we are looking out for your limit of liability, right? So we're already upgrading the limit of liability from what it is now. So what's going to be more effective for you in the event that there's an accident? Because your biggest liability is going to be the younger drivers. So we don't want to be making decisions that are going to lower the premium but then leave you at risk.
Okay. So whatever, I mean, like the coverage that you gave me is actually good. But I was wondering if there is a way that the premium can still be lowered.
We'd have to make some...
We're getting like, I mean, I think you probably included already the multi-policy discount, but do you have something like I'm trying to remember what it gets. What was that?
So like
I remember.
The
I think
plan is the painful
let's
plan
say
is gonna be.
let's say like with Allstate, they have the one that you track down the driving, the speed limits and stuff that can put like an additional discount on the premium.
There
like
is
safe
a version,
driving, something like that.
There is a version of that, but it doesn't reduce your premium. It rewards you in gift cards. So spendable gift cards that you can track through the app every 2 weeks per vehicle and per driver, whoever is has the app installed on their phone. Based on how they are, they're eligible for gift cards every 2 weeks.
But that's included already on the program, right? Once we give you the coverage?
You'd have to opt in. It doesn't cost anything. But whoever wants to participate with their car, then they can just download the app, and then they can start driving with that, and then they can get gift cards on the back end that they can redeem to like local restaurants or retail stores.
Now, if within, let's say we transfer to you, and then let's say in a year's time, like everything went well with our driving, no claims, no, will there be like a the following year a lower premium for us? Especially since my new driver won't be new driver anymore?
Well, a year is not that long a time, but one thing that I'm thinking is that Cornelius John's speeding ticket from 2017, he'd be surcharged at a slightly lower rate because the look-back period for moving violations is 3 years, and then year four and five still technically considered on their driving history. But it's not going to be as high of a percent, you know, so it moves to a different tier. It moves from like, 20 or 30% surcharge to maybe 10 or 15.
All right. So you're just like telling me that everything that you quoted to me right now are like final.
Pretty much. I mean, the collision deductible is going to have big effect on the amount of premium that you pay, and then also the liability. That's not a good reason for you to downgrade the limit of liability. You know, that would be silly because we have two young drivers, and you're going to need all of that coverage in the event any of an accident, because typical surgery is starting out six figures or more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to help you save, you know, 10, 20 bucks a month to potentially be bankrupt if there is a serious accident that we need to pay for in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Just the short-term benefit doesn't outweigh the long-term consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we have in place is what I would recommend. And then any additional acquiescence that we make, I don't think would be beneficial for you.
Okay.
You know, the reality is, you know, we got young drivers on the policy. You can, in the future, retitle vehicles to them and take them off of your insurance and make them independent, make them required to get their own insurance. But that's something that we can consider down the road. I mean, the reality of it is every parent has to deal with paying additional premium for their young drivers, because statistically, new drivers, they will total a vehicle in the first 3 years of driving. About 50% of them do.
Okay.
But the best thing that you can do, Mary, is going to be the painful option. If you had a chance to look at the proposal that I sent you, the difference between the annual plan and the monthly plan is about $400 per year.
Because like the car insurance is like a 1 year, right? If we do the car insurance 6 months, is there like a difference with the pricing if it becomes like every 6 months? Or is it going to be the same? We just divide it by two.
No. So the only bill plan that's going to include a 7% discount is if you pay the entire year's premium up front. So you pay one time per year. That comes with a 7% discount. So So we do the math on that. It's about $400 less than if you pay installments throughout the year. But the policy itself runs.
So the annual, okay, just wanted to clarify, the annual premium that you gave me will have 7% discount additional if we pay it in full.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's going to be your best option if, you know, saving $400 per year means a lot to you. Then I wouldn't recommend paying monthly installments. I would just pay one time per year.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but the home insurance, that will be included with our mortgage payments, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we reach out to the lender. We let them know that we're replacing whatever existing policy they have on file. And then once we help you terminate the existing insurance, a refund check is issued back to you. And then you can cash that or redeposit it back into your escrow account.
Okay. And then just, Sean, I will discuss this with my husband right now. Anything else, like if we end up like moving to you, is there a number that I could just, because like you're telling me that after this, you could probably not be working anymore. But is there a cell phone number that I could text you that that will be proceeding? And then any other information that you needed from us for the house and the cars, just in case?
Yeah, so we've exchanged emails before. The next steps on what we would need to move forward would be your existing policy numbers that we're going to be replacing with Allstate. So the policy number for the auto and the home insurance. And then also the name and address of the local agency managing those accounts, because we'll initiate a termination request on your behalf.
Sorry,
directly.
What's the other?
It would be the policy numbers that you have active mm-hmm. right now,
mm-hmm.
and then the name and address of the local agency managing those accounts. And then we would need your bank routing and account information, and then the name of your mortgage company and your loan number. So we would bill you one time per year, including the 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would contact your mortgage lender and let them know that we have replaced the policy that they have and issued a new one, which will be collecting money out of escrow to pay that in full.
Okay. Now for the car insurance, can we put that in a credit card?
So yes, but it wouldn't include a 7% discount. So what you could do is you could pay for it with the bank routing and account number. That's what's going to honor the 7%.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there your cell phone number that I could text you? I know this is like for this number is your office number. Do you want me to text you on your cell phone number just in case?
Send me an email directly. Because I can get email on the go anywhere. The text message that you have sent before, my receptionist's response to those, and they are not working until Monday.
Oh, okay. So it's just, okay. All righty.
So I'll have some availability later on today, but I'll check my email within the next hour or so. Are we clear on everything that we need to proceed?
Kelly, hold on, Sean.
Yes.
Sean, Kelly, hold on. I'm just going to talk to my husband, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hold a moment.
Okay, Son?
Yes, Mary.
Okay. Give me time to send in all the policy number and all the information to you over the week, okay?
Okay. So that would be the policy numbers, name and address of the local agency, the bank routing and account information for the annual pay option, including the 7% discount. And then your preference for the home insurance, if we can get a $1,000 deductible, you'll be willing to pay the additional $200 more than the $2,000 deductible that was proposed to you?
Oh, kind of done. Sabi niya. Okay, Son?
Yes.
Can you send me the code for the 1,000 deductible if it's just going to be like additional 200 for the premium?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want it, I want to help you get it. I just need to get approval from the underwriter, which shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
But remember, just be careful. Use if something happens, because we're bordering on 3 claims in 5 years, and that wouldn't be a good thing.
Okay, no problem.
All right, and then did you need anything else from me, or we're clear on everything so far?
Is there a way that you can, because like I know I asked, I guess, several quotes. Can you send me again the final quotes that we agreed upon?
The one that we just are discussing today, right?
Right now, yes. Uh-huh. The car and the home insurance. And then from there, that's where I'm going to, like, reply back with all the information that you needed from me.
Yeah. You're going to have that from me in 5 minutes.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, Mary. Nice chatting with you. I look forward to helping you.
Okay.
And once we set everything up for you, we're going to let you know after we have talked to the mortgage company and sent the faxes to Allstate and all of these things.
Okay. And Sean, will my friend be having something, like since she's the one who referred me?
That was?
Serena Green.
Serena Green?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we reached out to her. We actually run a campaign. So we donate to charitable organizations. Personal meaning.
Wait, sorry, kind of hold on. Sean, you are under Legacy Group, right?
That's right.
Okay. But the insurance policy that you're giving me is Erie.
Correct, yeah. Erie is basically the insurer that will be insuring the home and the cars. We're the local broker servicing your account.
Okay. Kindly hold on, Sean. Sean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So actually, my friend, my other friend, recommended Erie. And since you're the Erie insurance, can I just give her name instead for the referral?
So it was Serena, though, that gave you our contact information, right?
Under Legacy, but actually I actually called up Erie as well before, and it's a different friend. So I was wondering which one would work.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like,
well,
I would say Serena because she's our client.
Okay.
So we run a month with our clients before us,
gotcha.
New friends,
that's
family
okay.
members, and we enter them into a raffle. So I think
that's okay.
Probably a good chance that the other friend that you have is not with our agency. So in that case, I would
She has the earrings, right? Yeah. That's okay. That'll work for me.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll spell out the next steps for you. Very simple.
Okay.
And,
no problem.
I'll check my email and give you some time to reply back with the information. And then once I have all the information, we'll set up your policies for a December 1st effective date, right?
Kindly hold on. Are you... Son, I'll send it over to you when can be the effectivity, because like I think it's still covered during those times. So can I send you the effectivity date?
Sure. No,
okay.
I remember you saying December 1st before, but if it's slightly different than that, it should be no problem.
Okay. All righty.
All right, Mary. Have I answered all your questions for today?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll look forward to your email.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.